This is one of those hazy situations where you're caught between two pillars, where it is almost impossible to anticipate any kind of sensible resolution to the dilemma that you're facing. It is quite clear under Hong Kong law that you are not allowed to take up any kind of employment in Hong Kong, paid or unpaid, without the permission of the Director of Immigration. So even when you're in a situation where you're volunteering your time, therefore, conceptually need to make an application to the Immigration Department for their permission, or at the very least, a statement of no objection to you engaging in a specified activity. The problem is that because you're working on a volunteer basis for an NGO, it's highly unlikely that you would have all the necessary approval criteria in play that would allow the Immigration Department to positively consider an application and go on to approve it. Therefore, it kind of begs the question that if the Immigration Department is telling you on the one hand you need their permission, but on the other the operating criteria for the grant of permission to be able to do that isn't available because this would be such a strange situation, the Immigration Department wouldn't really know how to deal with it, you'd find that your application would probably not get entertained in any meaningful sense to the extent that you could get a positive resolution within the short time span that you'd expect to stay in Hong Kong as a visitor. And there lies the rub, because this is really all about what you're doing as a visitor in Hong Kong rather than work per se. And as you would expect that your visit time in Hong Kong would come to an end quite soon, if you are generally helping out remotely and you're doing some things, as you suggest, in a coffee shop at the end of a computer, would the Immigration Department find that unreasonable? Would they object to it? Would they want to prosecute you for breach of conditions of stay? I can't speak for the Immigration Department and what they would do, obviously, but in my experience, it just seems to me that they would, you know, probably expect to see you, you know, leave Hong Kong and take that activity elsewhere, without putting the resources to waste in trying to prove some sort of point as to what is permitted and what is not permitted activity under the visitor visa category, when clearly you're doing some things that are of good to both the Canadian organisation and to the Hong Kong organisation. So, far be it from me to say that what you're doing is lawful. I would never be able to say that to you. But by the same token, would the Immigration Department take you to task for any of this? And would they engage resources to look into providing you with express permissions, given that as a Canadian citizen you're only going to be getting 90 days here as a visitor anyway? I suspect not. So really a case of, I would say, let sleeping dogs lie, but understand that, you know, the visitor visa is designed for you to come and visit. It's not for you to engage in any kind of employment activity, irrespective of where the recipient of the contribution that you're making to their fortunes is located. So, sorry, a bit of a convoluted kind of non-answer to a question that I think doesn't really have a straightforward answer, all told. But good luck nonetheless.